If you are going to thrive in life, you can only do so if you make firm friends with the person in the mirror. Lucille Ball, look her up if you've never heard of her. She was one of the pioneers of comedy on American TV back in the 1940s and 50s. She said, "Love yourself first and everything else falls into line." You really have to love yourself to get anything done. Loving yourself can only begin with self-acceptance. Now, this is not an easy thing to do. We all have our flaws that we dislike about ourselves. We can also submit ourselves to our own harsh criticisms, which can take the form of constant streams of negative self-talk, put-downs and sniping, all directed at us. You've heard of the term familiarity breeds contempt. Well, when you have the one voice talking to itself 24/7, and when that dialogue is of a negative nature, then that voice, the mere presence of that voice and the negative dialogue, makes you resentful towards yourself. This is why it's important to flip the switch and change the record from negative self-defeating talk to self-love and self-acceptance. In this episode of the Happy Habit Podcast, let's discuss some of the ways we can learn to practice self-acceptance. Hey there, Matthew Norrie here, the host of the Happy Habit Podcast. We talk health and well-being twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. If you are new, please consider subscribing. Well, first of all, what exactly is self-acceptance? It's being aware of what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And this awareness can only be arrived at when we realistically examine these strengths and acknowledge that weaknesses can and will exist, and that they are not a slight on your abilities or character. Nobody is good at everything. It's just not possible. When we practice self-acceptance, the one thing that benefits first and foremost is our outlook. Out goes the negativity and in comes positivity. It's that simple. When we get rid of the self-critiquing, we allow that space to be filled with optimism, empowerment, autonomy, and boosted self-esteem. Now, this sounds great, so how do we sign up? Okay, so there are a few things that we can do to practice self-acceptance. First of all, we have to be self-aware. We need to know how we are treating ourselves moment to moment. It's very easy to operate, as we have always done, on autopilot, and give way to our habitual way of thinking and treating ourselves. But when we become aware of what we are saying to ourselves, it gives us the chance to be curious about our internal dialogue. And by extension, it allows us to view the picture we create of ourselves in our own minds. At this point, we need to lay out our goal, that of self-acceptance. Be willing to accept yourself, warts and all. You are a work in progress. Michelangelo's David was fashioned from a flawed piece of marble over several years. It didn't happen overnight. That flaw was accepted by the sculptor and became part of the magnificent end result. It's also hugely important to forgive yourself. It's not an easy thing to do, but it will unburden you. To forgive yourself, you need to be comfortable admitting to yourself that you are human. You made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Once you acknowledge your mistake, you accept it, you own it, you must then park analysing it to death. What's done is done. Move on. Lesson learned. Be kind to yourself. We are great at showing kindness to other people. We see the effect it has on them, the joy it brings to others. But we neglect being kind to the most important person in our lives, and that is ourselves. We cannot begin to accept ourselves if we aren't going to make the decision to practice kindness towards ourselves. This takes the form of being caring mentally, emotionally, and physically towards us. And none of this can happen if we persist in abusing ourselves with constant self-criticism, giving way to anger, treating our bodies poorly, and also eating poorly, lack of rest and exercise, and generally burning the candle at both ends. Now, we're not suggesting life be a pamper session from morning to night, but it shouldn't be a suffer fest either. It's simply not possible to thrive unless we show ourselves adequate levels of kindness on a daily basis. It's also a great idea to have a support network. This is crucial, as nobody can do life alone, never mind even contemplating thriving unless we have a good support structure. We all need cheerleaders from time to time, the people who know us best. They can pick us up when we are lacking in self-love and self-acceptance. They can raise our spirits when they see ours falling. It's always great to have someone else we trust to bounce ideas off, especially when we are feeling unsure in ourselves. This ultimately comes back to our being social animals. We need interaction and feedback from close social connections to feel at our most alive. When we are having a bad day, when our self-image is poor and we are having difficulty accepting ourselves, a trusted friend can give us an alternative perspective and show us there is so much more to accept and love than we are seeing in that blinkered moment. Now, we mentioned earlier about being aware of our strengths and weaknesses. We can also celebrate our strengths and work on our weaknesses. Ask yourself what your skills and talents are and what you have always been known for. Maybe you are a great listener or a great organizer, super tidy, or a great cook. And what about areas you think you can improve on? Are you impatient, a bit messy, quick to lose your temper, etc.? Celebrating your positive attributes and working on your perceived flaws to flip them into strengths are key to practicing self-acceptance. Ultimately, the greatest act of self-acceptance is self-belief. Continually believing in yourself is the definitive form of self-endorsement that you can practice. It perpetuates your own vote of confidence in you on a daily basis. You're essentially being your own cheerleader, and there is nothing big-headed about it, in case that's what you're thinking. If you can't cheer yourself on, then how can you expect to achieve and succeed in anything? You can also believe in yourself when you come to accept who you are, where you have come from, the flaws and mistakes you have made that have led you to this point. Like Michelangelo's David, the flaw in the marble became part of the great sculpture. It contributed to its greatness rather than defining it and detracting from it. But only after Michelangelo accepted that flaw and chose to work with it. You too can accept yourself as you work to improve you. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.